Good evening, everybody. So great to see so many people here. In the name of the Faculty of Historical and Cultural Studies, I'm happy to welcome you to the 14th annual Gerald Sturz Lecture on the History of Human Rights and Democracy. In particular, I welcome Professor Gerald Sturz. Who has done so much for establishing the history of human rights and democracy as a major field of research at our university, and has just celebrated his 94th birthday. So congratulations. I also and most warmly welcome Professor Pasi Ihalainen, this year's distinguished speaker from the University of Jyväskylä. Professor Ihalainen is the most recent speaker in a series of prominent historians from several European countries, the United States and Israel, that all have made major contributions to the history of human rights or the history of democracy, and have both presented and published new research in the framework of the Gerald Sturz Lectures. The online publication series is free of access and most useful for research and teaching. In the wake of the Gerald Sturz Lectures, the Faculty of Historical and Cultural Studies has, at the initiative of Wolfgang Schmale, whom I also would like to welcome personally, established first a research group called History and Human Rights and Democracy, the History of Human Rights and Democracy. And then also the corresponding focus, a research focus called Democracy and Human Rights. When our faculty launched the Gerald Sturz Lectures on the occasion of Gerald Sturz's 80th birthday in 2009, who would have thought how critical and how urgent new insights in the history of human rights and democracy have currently become? It is therefore no coincidence that our new rector, Sebastian Schütze, has mentioned democracy and human rights among the most relevant research topics in his inauguration speech. I also thank Claudia Kraft and Tim Neu, the speakers of the new research focus Democracy and Human Rights, as well as Kerstin Jobst and Kerstin von Lehen, speakers of the research focus Dictatorship, Violence and Genocides, for co-sponsoring the event, and leave the floor now to Claudia Kraft and Kerstin Jobst. For welcoming you on behalf of their respective research focuses before Marit Kranter will then introduce tonight's speaker. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. I'm very happy to see so many people, and I'm especially happy to see Gerald Sturz. Welcome again to this wonderful occasion, to the already 14th Gerald Sturz Lecture here at University of Vienna. And I'm standing here as one of the organizing parts of this lecture, as one of the speakers of the key research area, History of Human Rights and Democracy. And we, as our key research era, had already yesterday the great pleasure to discuss with Pasi some of his insights from a new, not yet published chapter. And I'm really happy to see you again and to will be able to listen to your lecture today. I'm so sorry about the weather, but then I thought you are from Finland and it's not so bad for you, perhaps. So I'm very much looking forward to the talk and wish of all a good lecture and a great discussion. Yeah. Thank you very much. In the name of the Research Center Focus of Dictatorships, Violence and Genocides, I have the duty and the pleasure to welcome you again, dear Pasi Ihalainen, and of course also Gerald Sturz. It's the fifth time I'm here in behalf of this
wonderful Anlass. I'm looking forward for your talk. Dear Yassi Heilen, I am, so to speak, from the other side of our topic, not the Geschichte of the Menschenrechte and democracy, but on the other side, the dark side, so to speak. And it's more actual and more important than ever, I think. Thank you very much.
Again, I welcome everybody here. I will not repeat names or so, but I have to welcome Gerhard here. Nice to see you. Tonight our speaker will be Pasi Ihalainen, Professor of Comparative European History at the University of Jyväskylä in central Finland. Professor Ihalainen is an expert in political and social history. Starting with his dissertation in 1999, he wrote about the linkages between politics, religion, and the use of language. Two voluminous monographs followed in 2005, first on political rhetoric in England, the Netherlands, and Sweden, that is, in three Protestant nations during the late 17th and the 18th centuries. And in 2017, he published a book on the debates of constitutional reform in Germany, Great Britain, Sweden, and Finland in the immediate aftermath of the First World War. These are very wide fields of territories and historical eras already indeed. In numerous journal articles and book chapters, they are extended even more by, for instance, discussions about female suffrage, nationalism, post-nationalism and internationalism, historiography, language policies, and many more topics. Many of the journals, articles, and book chapters in which Professor Ihalainen worked were written jointly with colleagues and doctoral students, and I would like to stress this because it shows the collaborative aspect of his work. And he underscores the importance of cooperation and interdisciplinarity. In this vein, I finally want to mention a large collaborative research project on the history of representative democracy in France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Britain, Ireland, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland from the 18th to the 21st century. By its focus on the tensions between parliaments on the one hand and the people on the other hand, the research project earns special topical importance. This is a problem which is, I think, burning. Professor Ihalainen's research has always been characterized by its precise and careful work with historical sources. The appertaining methodology, methods, and tools, I would like to distinguish between those terms. In recent years, digital tools for handling mass sources have steadily become more important and will be a part of today's talk also. Tonight, Professor Ihalainen will talk about
representative democracy as a contested concept, it is a contested concept, looking at parliaments after three revolutions, crucial events, namely the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, and the Digital Revolution, that is spanning the time from 1789 until today. So I would like to ask Professor Ihalainen for his talk now, and I'm really looking forward to it.